Well, I want to be greeting our people in Juba and in South Sudan. We have been invited as three religious leaders. Our chairman, Peter Guy, then Archbishop Daniel Dengbul, and myself. We have been invited to the Vatican by the Holy Father, the Pope. The reasons are for us to look into the present situation of our country and what the church in the country is doing. So we are going to the Vatican for this. We have been invited by the Holy Father, the Pope, and I think he's going to listen to us, and we are going to listen to him. For sure, the aim is the search for our peace. This is to show that all the world is concerned about our peace in this country, and even the church. That is why the top leadership in the church is inviting the religious leaders also in the church in this country to go and share with him about what is going on in this country. And therefore, we are very hopeful that the voice of the Holy Father, the Pope, will not be only for us, but for the whole world. So that is going to be the great thing that we may easily get, that the Holy Father is going to sensitize the whole world to be aware of what is going on in the Sudan and how to help it come out into peace. And therefore, I think we are going very hopefully, and we wish that you, our dear people, who are all looking for peace now in this country, you pray for us. And I think we shall do the best possible for sure. We shall get the blessing of the Holy Father for the country. So I think that is what is happening with us. We wish you well, and please, we are all looking for peace, and therefore, let us continue to look for peace in the best way possible. God bless you.
Bakita Radio.
Radio Bakita.
Sotel Kenisa.
The voice of the church.